of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit of a sea hair after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for your ears 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, possibly Stitcher, maybe crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, whenever, under what circumstances, maybe you're having a nice bubble bath, glass of champagne, maybe you're taking a big steamer, whatever.
Steamer.
We appreciate the hell out of you listening. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Maybe we should say willkommen
nine
to all of our friends out there.
Gone.
Our president seems to be doubling down on his Nazi brethren.
Is he just a dickhead or what?
Yeah, yeah.
What's good
I think
about
my
him?
Theory is now he wants out.
I guess.
Like
yeah,
he's so fuck you,
right?
He's gonna go out and he's gonna take his rabid lunatics with him and go start Trump TV and just rake in the money and start selling dick pills like.
Oh, yes.
Alex Jones and
oh,
shit
sure.
like that.
Horny goat weed.
Yeah.
Trump, colloidal silver.
My Trump colloidal silver and dick pills.
Why didn't
my
he
name's
just,
Patrick Vile,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Why the fuck didn't he just do that then? Why not just fucking do that?
Well, the theory out there, God. One among zillions, is that he just entered the race to get a higher contract for The Apprentice and to fire up people to watch The Apprentice. Because it was
do you believe that?
Because the ratings were a flagging.
But and now
he want well, and that he's more surprised than all of us that he actually.
What if he ends up going to jail?
Well,
or nuking us, getting us nuked? I mean, am I supposed to believe all these fucking assholes that are coming on Facebook and say, "Hey, listen, ignore all this North Korea saber rattling bullshit. They're back channeling." They're back channeling.
I'm not worried about North Korea.
North Korea, sorry.
At all right now.
Not at all?
No, not really.
What about all this Guam bullshit? They're going to test a missile?
Yeah, okay.
We can figure out in the next few minutes whether or not they're going to nuke Guam?
I don't think they are.
That's not tenuous?
I don't think they're even going to practice.
Practice?
I think Kim today said he's going to wait for the dumb Yankees to see what they do, that he may not launch a load toward Guam just yet.
Launch.
Again, he's not crazy. Our guy's crazy. Our guy is unhinged and out of his fucking mind and doesn't know what he's doing. Kim is just evil. Yeah. But I don't think he's crazy. He's not reckless. He's not nuts. He's
yes.
profoundly evil.
I'm looking at pictures of, by the way, follow us on Facebook.com/crabdiving. Like us. Tell your friends about our fucking page.
Tweet
about
us.
Our fucking podcast.
Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, CRABDIVING.
Twat us.
You were looking at pictures
oh,
of.
Oh, yes. I just want a Schittler. He's making like an O face. He's sitting behind a big truck.
Never, ever say that again.
Oh, yeah. He's sitting behind a truck, and he's doing a photo event where he's pretending to drive it, and he looks like a fucking six-year-old.
He probably cries in the corner after he has sex.
Look at this. hold on. Look at that picture.
Yes. Look at that. Oh, I've seen that one. That's the one where he was driving the truck. Yeah.
Look at his face.
That was the first truck one.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
That was, he was going, rah, 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 rah. And do you remember when during the campaign, didn't he pick up like a big hammer and was pretending to hammer like he was working
that.
In a mine or something like that?
He's like a little kid.
He was flating the miners.
Oh, really? Was he? I'm all
with an E.
Right. What do you, if you're his campaign manager, hey, today, Trump, you're going to blow some coal miners.
Not that he wouldn't mess around with a miner with an O.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. Well,
what's up with that human trafficking bullshit our president's into?
Oh, yeah, there
we
you
don't
go.
Know about. I'm sorry.
We
I'm
did
sorry.
The tweet. We did the Facebook. Amazon. Buy shit through our Amazon haul if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. You're not going to hear any advertisements here.
Hello.
Except for our Amazon haul.
Fuck you.
Possibly our Audible haul.
Oh, yes.
Which is kind of the same thing. Right. But go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
For sure.
I'm a member of Audible. I love it. Loves me some Audible. I like listening to books and shit. And especially like on the treadmill.
Absolutely.
For everyone.
Well, no, you use an elliptical. Treadmill's bad for your fucking knees.
True. But they just had, I just got an email the other day that said 2-for-1 credits. So I went on and got 2 books for 1 credit. So there you go. It's well worth it.
Congratulations. I mean.
But go through our hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. The taste doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. I got Richard Dawkins' book.
Oh, yeah? That fucking atheist?
Evil baby-eating atheist?
Jeez. Wow. Atheists are so evil, by the way. Not these evangelical cunt bags that embrace this guy. Why?
Yes.
But why? He's not like Jesus. He's not anything like Jesus. He's shit Jesus.
Why is the picture at Real Donald Trump on the Twitter? It's of him standing in front of a flag. Is it me or is that flag pink?
I don't know.
Is it my monitor?
It might be.
Anyway, Donald Trump.
Adjust your V-hold.
I don't know what's going on. Today's the big day in Alabama here. A stone's throw away from where we are living here in the panhandle of Floridia. Our neighbors to the north and west are voting today on Senate.
That's never a good thing, Pat.
And last we heard, Roy fucking Moore, former Chief Justice of the Supremes.
Fuck you, boy.
Not the Diana Ross ones.
Oh, come on,
of the
man.
Alabama Supreme Court.
Ate my dick.
Removed twice.
Oh.
For shenaniganry.
Unceremoniously, but now he's running for...
And the reasons. He wouldn't take down a giant fucking 5-ton Ten Commandments monument that he put up in the courthouse.
Who gives a fuck?
And the big Supreme Court of the United States of America said, you got to take that shit down. You can't do that. Separation of church and state and all. And he said, fuck you. I ain't taking it down. And they removed him from office. That was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And
yeah.
Then the brilliant people of Alabama went back and voted his ass right back up in there. And
what's their fucking problem? Well, do they not like justice? Do they hate justice? I've been what?
To Alabama.
Oh, I have many times.
Yeah.
Even recently. But I hang out with a bunch of hippies there that, you know.
Yeah, but you drive by the natives.
Do I?
And you've bumped into natives.
Right, right.
Did you ever get gas there?
No. No, I have not.
Oh.
You know where I go? I get gas near that fucked up town in Florida near the Alabama line. Well, I know. Just
Florabama? No, that's the other direction.
This is fucked up. This is a city that's known for people cutting off their limbs to get
that is
insurance
not true.
Claims. Yes, it is.
Come
it's
on.
It's called Stubville.
Are you sure that's not an urban legend?
Look it up. Look it the fuck up. It's like, it's supposed to be like the countryside's supposed to be really beautiful. And like Hollywood, they shoot lots of movies there, but it's supposed to be real creepy because it's a bunch of people walking around, you know.
You're saying people chop off limbs so that they can receive government benefits.
Yes, Pat.
And then for some odd reason, they all move to the same place to make some hideous...
No. They all live there anyway.
Do they tie each other together like a sack race so that
yeah,
two guys with one leg each can...
Ain't you never heard of teamwork, commie?
What the fuck is going on? Let's see what the headlines are. I mean, I already kind of know what the headline is. I peeked, and sure enough, it's about our wonderful commander-in-chief who apparently is crawling back right back into Nazi bed.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August the 15th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ooh-wee.
Please clap.
Yeah, please clap.
Fuck you, Jeb. My God, you loser.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Is that James
Earl
Jones?
Black, you never go back, huh?
Is that James Earl Jones?
Yes.
I love that guy.
The over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Eat my dick.
is, of course, a photograph of the commander-in-chief. And it says, gutter prez sinks even lower, defends hate rally.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Our president lives in the gutter. How do you like that shit?
President Don J. Trump spoke again today about the white supremacist conflict that took place in Charlottesville and defended his much criticized initial statement, offered a critique of demonstrators and the causes they fought for.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking the show up. It's called Nub City.
Oh, okay.
In Florida. It's Vernon, Florida, but they call it Nub City. It's a thing. It's a real fucking thing. Go ahead. Go ahead with the fucking headlines. But that's real. That's fucking real as shit.
Trump, he was at Trump Tower. I think he's really pissy because there's thousands and thousands of people surrounding Trump Tower.
No one likes you.
Chanting shame, 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 shame.
Hitler.
Like, what is that word?
Well,
what does that mean? Ivanka.
I mean,
hop off dad's lap and go look up the word shame. I don't know what it means either, daddy.
You know, there's something about this guy that I don't understand. All he had to do, when you see a bunch of Nazis marching down the street with tiki torches and you're the president or anyone in authority, point out your finger and you say, those people are bad. That's all you had to say. They're bad as fuck. They're the worst. They're bad. They're Nazis.
Yes.
Nazis are bad. Do you know that?
Well, that's supposed to be kind of a slam dunk. That's T-ball for presidents.
Kate, you know Nazis are bad, right? All right. She's asleep. Where is she?
No, she's licking her vagina.
Oh, stop it.
There we go. There's some, Kate.
She hates Nazis.
Right next to Miss Utah.
Oh, really? Oh, what's she saying?
A recent report shows that in...
I'm not going to play this.
Oh, come on!
Shame the poor Miss Utah. Although she's the adult.
Right.
It was the Miss Teen that we didn't want to...
I'll take Miss Utah. Okay, let's go.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with...
Let's not forget this voice who is hosting whatever this was or asking questions. Fucking Nene Leakes. From Real Housewives of Atlanta. Nene.
Nene.
Nene. Whatever the fuck her name is.
Nene, man.
It's Nene.
No.
I thought it was Nene.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out not how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. I think especially the men.
I love this answer.
Especially the men.
Especially the men. And I agree with her. 100%. Especially the men.
Nervous as hell. Poor thing.
Hey, yeah, that sucks. Listen, she's not...
not the one that tried to kill herself after a similar answer.
She did not. Oh, that one was I don't think really so. Good, though.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? I mean, listen, these people are models. I know lots of... We've known lots of models in L.A.
Yeah,
they,
sure.
What... Why would I go to ask some model about education? I'm not saying that she wouldn't know about education. I'm not saying that's not out of the realm of possibility.
But the whole point of these questions is Miss America is that, you know, they want to say they're nothing. They're more than just a couple of yayas bouncing
that's
around
right.
in a bikini.
You know, this isn't totally non-germane to our discussion. I mean, my God, this Schittler, he was in charge of Miss fucking Universe, went over, did it in Russia, got peed upon.
Miss Teen Universe, too, and he went in the locker room.
Why
the
is there a
dressing
Miss...
room? The what? Locker room.
If I was
it is a sport.
Yeah. I want to be a fucking, I'm going to be an iron-fisted dictator at some point. That's my goal. And I'm getting rid of these Teen USA, Teen Pageant bullshits. I know those aren't good for people.
Well, look at the toddlers
no
and tiaras. Horrible.
That's gone.
Horrible,
well,
horrible, horrible.
Here's the problem. I love that show.
Well, yeah, from a train wreck standpoint.
Oh.
And then those are the people who voted in Trump.
Oh, yeah. They're putting fake teeth on their kid and making him tan. And do all those weird fucked up. They're sexualizing these children. That's
right.
What these Miss Teen USA shit's all about.
It's very rapey.
It's all fucked up.
I wonder if this is audio of him. Something else at some video.
Is that audio from the...
I'm trying to find audio
from the counter-protesters.
Of our president.
Oh, God. Schittler. What's wrong with him?
During remarks at Trump Tower...
Fuck you.
Trump said, "You had a group on one side who was bad. And you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now."
What are you reading from?
This is what he said.
At the press conference?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that fucked up.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Wait a second. That didn't make any fucking sense.
Well, what do you want?
You had Nazis and then people protesting peacefully against fucking Nazis, and the cops didn't do shit to protect anyone. What in the fucking fuck? Well, you're, what helped me? Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Is he playing from? Is it softball?
A little softball. Yeah.
Oh shit. I got
one little muscle in my back is like, what the fuck were you thinking?
No, that's nothing. You should see this hangnail I'm dealing with on my toe.
God, we're
please.
Just a mess, everybody.
Oh, everybody's such a
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy shit.
Yeah. Right.
So we can buy medication.
Yes.
Here is Donald Trump speaking. Sorry. Here is Donald Trump speaking today. Good God.
Oops. Now, I have to tell you, some of the folks that will leave, they're leaving out of embarrassment because they make their products outside. And I've been lecturing.
He's talking about the CEOs that are bailing on his manufacturing council now. Last I heard,
God.
It was three, and what? I think one of the organizers of the council, or
yeah.
one of the guys who's on the manufacturing something or other or something. But
yes.
They've been bailing. The only one he directly tweeted at, of course, and shat upon was the Merck guy, the black one.
Yes.
That's surely just a coincidence. And then today today's Festivus.
Festivus.
he tweeted that for every CEO, here it is, 6 hours ago, for every CEO that drops out of the manufacturing council, I have many to take their place. Grandstanders should not have gone on.
Yeah.
All caps. Jobs. Jobs.
Is that a haiku? You know,
fuck
you know, man.
So fuck you.
Hey, Trump, honestly, America's like, shove your manufacturing, whatever the fuck it is, up your ass. We've got Nazis. We need our president to say, hey, there's Nazis in America. We need to wipe these fucking Nazis off the fucking planet because they're fucking Nazis.
No, there's good people on both sides.
Oh, yes. Oh, the good Nazis?
He says that.
Are you a good Nazi or a bad Nazi?
He says
Does
that.
Does he really?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh my God.
There's good people on both sides.
No, there's not.
He says,
if you're a Nazi carrying a tiki torch and Sieg Heiling, there is nothing good about you. You're a dickhead.
Them, including the gentleman that you're referring to, about you have to bring it back to this country. You can't do it necessarily in Ireland and all of these other places. You have to bring this work back to this country. That's what I want. I want manufacturing to be back into the United States so that American workers can benefit.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you wait so long?
I didn't wait long. I didn't wait long. I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure.
48 hours. You waited 48. That sounds like Hallie Jackson, doesn't it?
Am I on LSD or do I hear a reporter yell in the background, why do Nazis like you?
That might be. Yeah, that might be.
God, did you hear it? It's so funny.
Well, Robert Acosta yesterday, as he was leaving, he was the one, you know, they do what's called a pool reporter and they send in like one guy and they rotate.
Yes.
And that's who represents kind of everyone. So they usually ask.
Yes.
They're asking questions kind of for everyone.
Right.
And
is that how it's always been done?
For stuff like this.
Oh, okay.
And, well, no, this is a real press conference. But for stuff like he was doing yesterday, an announcement and one or two. You know, usually these are handshakes with other people and shit like that. And they have one reporter in the room.
Right.
But Robert Acosta asked Trump, and Trump said, no, I'm not answering you because you're fake news. And he walked out, and then Robert Acosta said, haven't you put out a lot of fake news, sir, as Trump was leaving?
Ah, gee, Robert.
Some people are, yeah.
You better be careful. Air Schittler is going to get all pissy.
I don't like that guy.
I didn't wait long.
Why?
I didn't wait long. I didn't wait long.
Why do Nazis like you? You're right. Somebody was like, why do Nazis like you?
Yeah, it's odd. I would want to know, God damn, dude, if I had a bunch, if there were a bunch of Nazis marching and somebody said, hey, there's a bunch of Nazis marching in support of crab diving, I would be curious as to why they like us. Yeah, what the fuck did we
what
say?
What are we doing wrong?
What did we tweet out on accident or some shit like that? I mean, God.
Nazis love men with big hands.
Oh, yes.
I didn't wait long.
Why?
I didn't wait long. I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct, not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement. But you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts.
Ah.
And it's a very, very important process to me, and it's a very important statement. So
we got to get the facts.
There were a bunch of Nazis screaming blood and soil and saying Heil Hitler and Sieg Heil and with the Nazi salute.
This is the same shit that Gorka said about why wouldn't the president call it domestic terrorism? And Gorka's like, well, we don't know this about the mosque being burned. Well, we don't know. There's people on the left have done many, many false flags.
Oh, yeah? Citations, dickface. Name them. Name them off.
I don't want to go quickly and just make a statement for the sake of making a political statement. I want to know the facts. If you go back to my, in fact, I brought it.
What did you bring?
As I
standing next to him, there the camera's pulling out. And it's Secretary of, I don't know, cunt baggery, Steve Mnuchin.
Hello.
And then
Lord cunt baggery.
The woman who accepts the DNA of Mitch McConnell.
Blech.
Secretary of whatever the hell she is.
Oh, God.
Elaine Chao.
Transportation, right? Some bullshit.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah. God, I mean, look at her. Look at her.
I apologize.
Look at her.
To our audience about the Mitch
Look
McConnell
at Elaine.
DNA thing. Yeah.
She lets Mitch McConnell.
She's an attractive woman.
Inside of her body.
Allegedly, yeah.
Inside of her.
Maybe she pegs him.
I said on, remember this, Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Hold on a second.
Nice.
Have you ever heard
hold on, Don.
A press conference from Obama
this
like
this? This is crazy. Excuse me. Hold on. This is crazy. But he forgot the on many sides part, which we found out was an ad lib.
That's the whole point, dickface. On many sides.
So he just read that and left out the on many sides. Many sides. He left that part out.
Yeah.
So he's reading it like, look what I said, see? This was perfect.
Does he forget he said on many sides?
Terms, this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence, it has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. Take it nice and easy. Here's
the
thing.
Fuck.
When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. This event just happened. In fact, a lot of the event didn't even happen yet as we were speaking. This event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. In fact...
Oh, it was excellent.
Making the statement when I made it was excellent.
Yes, and it's still happening?
Oh, my God.
Does he have a fucked up relationship with the time-space continuum?
I think he wants out.
I think he's a racist dickhead bigot.
Yeah, he's a fucker. He wants out now. I think he's going all in on Bannon and Gorka and Miller. Those three cuddle bears.
What did Obama say about this? He quoted Nelson Mandela. He said, damn it, I don't remember. No one's born hating someone because of their skin color. He said that, I think. He quoted Mandela like very soon after this whole thing.
Oh, well, he tweeted something and everybody was like, can you please just be president
again? Yeah.
Can you please be president again?
Now, you see, this pisses me off. This bullshit Alex Jones and all these dick faces talking about the deep state,
Alex Jones clip.
Bring it.
We didn't get to yesterday.
Don't you wish Obama could pop up from the deep state and say, hey, if you want another government, we have one right here. It's available if you like. All you guys got to do is just rise up against this dick bag. Great.
Right. Here's more Don. Blame on both sides.
A lot of the event didn't even happen yet as we were speaking. This event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. Mm. In fact, the young woman who I hear is a fantastic young woman, and it was on NBC, her mother wrote me and said through, I guess, Twitter, social media, the nicest things, and I very much appreciated that. What? I hear she was a fine, really, actually, an incredible young woman. But
what is too bad she was a libtard. Huh?
What? What? Wait. Hey, we need our president to talk about the mother fucking neo fucking Nazi fuck faces that are emboldened, that are marching.
I think he gets to them.
But I don't give a fuck about how he's been complimented. And he
makes it about him.
He's talking about how his statement
was. The mother of that dead girl called me and said nice things to me.
So what?
That's what he just told everybody.
So fucking what?
Listen, everybody, even the dead girl's mom likes me, you fuckers.
Imagine you're a person of color or a Jewish person in this country and you're listening. You want to hear shit like, hey, we're going to stamp out this neo-Nazi bullshit.
There's
we're going to wipe
people on all sides, right?
And we're going to wipe these white nationalist fucknuts off the fucking planet.
I've had dinner with many Nazis and there are some nice ones. We had nice chocolate cake.
Let me tell you something. If I was in charge, I'd be saying, hey, people of color, Jewish people, we got this. We're sending the black vans out. We've identified these fuckers. They're going in re-education camps because fuck these Nazis.
We're just not.
Well, we're not, and it sucks.
Said through, I guess, Twitter, social media, the nicest things, and I very much appreciated that.
God. Who the fuck cares, dude?
Really, actually, an incredible young woman. But her mother on Twitter thanked me for what I said.
She was a fine woman, but her mother thanked me for what I said.
Well, what do you want her mother to do? I mean, honestly, Schittler, you know what? You shouldn't be saying what the mother told you. That's a private conversation between...
But she tweeted it.
Oh, she tweeted
it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
But she's trying to be all... she said, I'm not going to answer hate with hate.
Right. Yeah. That's good. But
Honestly, if the press were not fake and if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike you and unlike you and unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts.
Unlike you and unlike the media.
Oh, gee.
I like to know the facts.
Jeez, well.
I like to get my 4 bullet points per page and lots of pictures.
How many facts do you have to have figured out with your fucking... For people that aren't... are there any pervs watching our show through the window right now? You
creepy.
Can see that at Vile Experience is doing the hand gestures of the Shitler. But like, how many facts do you have together to be able to put out a statement something like, Nazis are fuck faces, Nazis are bad, Nazis are evil. Well, boom. That's right. You know what I mean?
Because Gorka's sitting there saying, do we have to use the word evil? Can we say some of them are...
Can we soften our language
a little
against
irritable,
Nazis?
Maybe.
Man, I read something. I put it up on Facebook. There's a guy. There's a fucking guy still alive that was one of the prosecutors at the Nuremberg trials.
Oh, my God.
And he's like 97. And he was talking about all the shit they uncovered when they were prosecuting these cases against these Nazi fucks. And it was horrible, and it was a fucking nightmare. And he says, we shouldn't put up with this shit. It's insane. It's insane that people are marching with tiki torches and doing the bullshit Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
We should go get these fuckers in a good way.
Richard Painter.
Yeah. Drive them out of the GOP.
I got them out of the GOP. I've been in the GOP for 30 years.
Well, Richard, I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but the GOP is a bunch of racist fucktwins.
Yeah, if you've been in the GOP for 30 years, then you helped fertilize that lawn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
you
Richard.
You did.
Unlike you and unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts. They don't.
Here's Andrew Anglin.
How about a couple of
How about a couple of infrastructure questions? You have a federal investigation, several investigations against you and everybody in your fucking White House on
your
team.
Family.
Everybody. Tiffany.
Poor Tiffany. Poor Tiffany. Tiffany, do you feel
Tiffany's
slighted?
Tiffany's lucking out.
You're not
Tiffany's
under
like, thank God they've always treated me like the redheaded stepchild.
Your family's got jobs in the White House and they're under fucking investigation. You're under investigation with some Russian bullshit. Man, dude, we don't know if there's information coming out of the White House and going to Russia.
He's got race riots. There's a person dead. There's a person who was killed by a Nazi on American soil 3 days ago.
We don't care about your shit fuck
ish
infrastructure bill. We don't give a fuck. We've got Nazis up in this bitch. Honestly.
Are there any questions about infrastructure?
No.
Where's Alex Jones? Where's Breitbart? Which one's Breitbart?
God. This
not
is...
you, you're black.
Yeah.
Was that terrorism?
Say it, what?
CEO of Walmart said you missed a critical opportunity to bring the country together.
Did you?
Not at all. I think the country, look, you take a look. I've created over a million jobs since...
How is that bringing the country together? Here we go. Here's the checklist.
What?
I built over a million jobs. The Dow Jones. Let's take a guess. Dow Jones is higher than it's ever been before.
Not because of you.
We've created a million jobs.
Yeah.
Neil Gorsuch is on the Supreme Court.
How's that good?
We're making America white again.
I don't care about
Dow
Jones.
Great.
I don't give a fuck. I don't have any stocks. Fuck you.
I'm president. The country is booming. The stock market is setting records. We have the highest employment numbers we've ever had in the history of our country. We're doing record business. We have the highest levels of enthusiasm. So the head of Walmart, who I know, who's a very nice guy, was making a political statement. I mean, I do it the same way. And you know why? Because I want to.
He thinks everybody's lying that doesn't agree with him because it's politics.
Oh, that's not disconcerting at all, is it?
That's narcissism. Out of his fucking mind.
Everyone that disagrees with me, they're fucking liars.
Right, yes, they're lying. They're out to get me. Why
do I give a fuck if you know I'm sure you know the head of Walmart.
Alex Jones told me to watch out. I might get killed.
You had to do it honestly. I do it the same way. And you know why? Because I want to make sure when I make a statement that the statement is correct. And there was no way. There was no way of making a correct statement that early. I had to see the facts, unlike a lot of reporters. Unlike a lot of reporters, Nazis were there. I didn't know David Duke was there. I wanted to see the facts. And the facts, as they started coming out.
Mnuchin is just standing next to him like some sort of weird bobblehead.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody that voted for Schindler, there you have it. There you have it. He's running the country like one of his shitty fucking businesses.
Oh, you know, you watch this are. On the Daily Stormer, if they still have a host, or even on InfoWars, they're playing this, and he's like, look at how he handled the libtard media.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it's going good. What did he
do? But to them, he's winning.
Guys, what? Who? What?
Unlike you guys, nah, boo-boo, I got you.
What kind of fucking idiots think? Man, you know why it's so hard to argue with these fucking assholes? Oh, please, don't do that. Not here. All these people are progressive out there. You're mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Outside of our place. Listen.
I read something yesterday, by the way.
Yes?
That horrified me.
What? Which was?
Our congressional district here.
Oh, yeah? I don't even know what that...
It's the first district in Florida, first congressional district.
Are they liberal?
And it is considered...
Yes?
It is not only solidly Republican.
Oh, okay.
But it's considered one of the most heavily Republican districts in the nation.
How is that fucking possible?
Not just in Florida. In the fucking nation.
How is that fucking possible? I go to this place.
What have we done?
I don't understand. I'll give him a shout out. I go to this fucking place all the time. It's fun. This bar up the street, Chizuko. They got great music there. It's a bunch of gay people that play punk rock music. They're not Republicans, so how the fuck is that possible? There's no Republicans in there. They're all liberals, progressives.
So how many Chizukos are there?
Well, there's one right up the street.
A mile.
I don't know.
That's the thing. You go to the bar where all the cool people hang out. No, there's a couple.
Right.
And, we live in an area that's maybe a little artsy-fartsier.
Well, to be fair, I did do a show.
Liberal hippie types.
Yes. I did a show not too far from here at a bar, and I did say, hey, does anybody give a shit about this Trump-Russia shit? They're like, no. Who fucking cares? Or at the bowling alley I did it about the Russia shit, and they say, well, you know, all the politicians are corrupt. That's what they say here in Florida. Not like this guy.
That's a younger crowd, right, at the bowling alley?
The bowling alley crowd, it's
depending
at a
on
Redskins,
what league night it is.
It's at a Redskins
bar.
So it's the younger crowd. It's the younger vomitous crowd in cargo shorts.
And a militantly Redskin. Like, she's not taking that. The owner slash bartenderess, if she's working.
I asked her.
You're going to get a lot of love.
From the stage, she was sitting there. I just asked her. It was the middle of the night. I just asked her, hey, does it bother you, the Redskins, you know, that their name maybe is hurtful toward American Indians? She goes, no, the Redskins have been good to me. I've made a lot of money here. I'm like, well, okay.
Like a lot of reporters, unlike a lot of reporters, Nazis were there. I didn't know David Duke was there. I wanted to see the facts. And the facts, as they started coming out, were very well stated. In fact, everybody said his statement was beautiful. If he would have made it sooner, that would have been good. I couldn't have made it sooner because I didn't know all of the facts.
What facts were there? And who's telling? Everybody says it. Ryan, everybody's talking about it.
Ooh, look at my beautiful statement.
I heard it at the dollar store. Everybody was saying...
Who the fuck said his statement was beautiful? Even if you're sucking his dick. Why would you describe a statement to the press about a march of neo-Nazis beautiful? He's wacko.
Frankly, people still don't know all of the facts. It was very important... Excuse me. It was very important to me...
to get the facts out and correctly. Because if I would have made a fast statement, and the first statement was made without knowing much other than what we were saying. The second statement was made after with knowledge, with great knowledge. This
he has the best words.
With great knowledge.
It was made with great knowledge. It was excellent.
With great knowledge, I make this statement. It was great. My knowledge was great.
He's an imbecile. He's a moron.
What do we do with this guy? What a fuckhead.
Still things. Excuse me. There's still things that people don't know. I want to make a statement with knowledge. I wanted to know the facts. Okay.
Two questions. Was this terrorism? And can you tell us how you're feeling about your chief strategist?
Well, I think the driver of the car is a disgrace to himself, his family, and this country. And that is, you can call it terrorism. You can call it murder. You can call it whatever you want. I would just call it as the fastest one to come up with a good verdict. That's what I'd call it. Because there is a question. Is it murder? Is it terrorism? And then you get into leak.
What is he talking about? I don't know what he's talking
about.
The fastest man to come with a big... I'm just saying all the words I've ever learned in my life.
I don't want to drag this out, is what he's saying. Let's drag him out in the town square and hang him.
Is he just like...
He's an imbecile. I think he's got dementia.
Or is he stupid?
Well, you know, they're not mutually exclusive.
I think he's a dumbass. I think he's
perfect.
A
That's
dumbass.
What I call it. Because there is a question. Is it murder? Is it terrorism? And then you get into legal semantics.
Whoa!
No. It's okay. It's domestic terrorism, right? I mean, that's what I'm calling it. When I chat with my idiot friends from high school on Facebook.
You get into legal semantics as to whether it's murder, whether it's terrorism. So how long do you wait for the facts, Donnie?
Yes.
When someone yells Allahu Akbar and then runs over a bunch of people instead
0.0.
Of Heil Hitler and then runs over a bunch of people.
He said the CIA, they were a bunch of fucking Nazis or something like that, right? He called the CIA fascists or something. He called Rosie O'Donnell. What did he call Rosie O'Donnell?
Fat pig.
Yeah. He didn't wait for the facts to come in.
But he, well, she is a fat pig. Look at her. But he, hey, this is... I don't even know how. What?
It's impossible.
The driver of the car is a murderer. And what he did was a horrible, horrible, inexcusable thing.
Can you tell us?
He won't call it terrorism.
It's fucked up.
It's legal semantics.
You tell me that okay, Schittler, imagine you're the person getting ran over, or one of these people got injured, but it's dickhead Nazi fuck nuts that ran them over with a car.
I'm not anti-semantic.
They were probably terrified.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They were terrified. How is that not terrorism? It's a hate
group.
Well,
it is.
Neo-Nazis getting into a car. They knew what the fuck they were doing.
Malcolm Nance says call it American terrorism.
Yeah.
He said they don't refer to it. They didn't refer to it when he was a CIA dude. They didn't refer to it as domestic terrorism. They call it American terrorism.
Oh, fuck.
Because you know exactly
yeah.
from whence it comes.
Damn it. I've been calling it domestic terrorism, so am I wrong?
No, but Malcolm Nance likes American terrorism better because then there's no doubt.
Oh, okay. I'm down. Shit.
Horrible, inexcusable thing.
Can you tell us how you're feeling about your chief strategist, Mr. Bannon? Can you talk
ahead.
About that?
I would echo Maggie's question. Steve Bannon is...
I never spoke to Mr. Bannon about it.
Tell us broadly what your do you still have confidence
well,
in Steve?
Well, we'll see. Look.
Oh.
What did he say?
Do you still have confidence in Steve Bannon? Well, we'll see. And he's looking down.
You telling me? Oh, yeah. I call bullshit, though. Don't
Bannon's
you?
Got the kiss of death, yeah.
If there's a neo-Nazi protest, and I have 2-3 neo-Nazis for sure in the White House, Stephen Miller, Bannon, and that Gorka dick fuck, wouldn't you ask them about this? I mean, it is their thing, is it not? Is it this their fucking jam? Aren't they Nazis? Don't they understand this shit?
Yeah, Thread and Thumb tweeted, press should all pull out their keys at the same time and jingle them in front of Trump.
Why? Why? Why?
To distract him like a little baby. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. tweet us during the show @crabdiving, CRABDIVING. This goes on forever. I mean, I could just read the highlights. I guess we can listen to some
more. I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine. But Mr. Bannon came on very late. You know that. I went through 17.
I see. Now, the rumors are that when that book came out not too long ago that claimed and says that Steve Bannon is the one who got him elected.
Right.
That drove him nuts.
He didn't like that.
Nobody got me elected.
Well,
nobody.
Donald, I mean, look at your approval. Look who likes you.
Well, right.
The worst. Did he see the people that were at his rallies? My brother and my mom went undercover, incognito to these fucking rallies.
Yeah.
And it from what I hear, it was the least of us at that fucking some bad people.
Even in the most Republican.
Things Trump condemned faster than white supremacists. Rosie O'Donnell, the Broadway play Hamilton, the CEO of Merck, Meryl fucking Streep, Nordstrom's, and that Minka from MSNBC.
And her facelift.
Then her fucking facelift. It's
bleeding all over the place.
Hey, dickhead, Donald, did you have the facts when you condemned Hamilton, the fucking musical? What a loser.
I heard there's a lot of brown people in that musical. I don't want to see it. That's why I sent Pence.
Hey, you saw, we were sitting here watching all this Nazi shit when they were marching in Charlottesville. Did it take you long to understand that those people were bad and we should hate them, you know?
But there's good people out
there. You know that. I went through 17 senators, governors, and I won all the primaries. Mr. Bannon came on very much later than that, and I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist. I can tell you that. He's a good person. He actually gets a very unfair press.
Ha! Again, the president of the United States has to reassure us.
Oh yeah, right.
That his chief advisor is not a racist.
Oh, well, you don't listen. Obama had to do this all the time, right? Hey, by the way, fuck faces. Somebody on our Facebook page commented that, when Obama was president, BLM protesters looted and did bad shit all the time.
Oh, boy.
And I said, citations, dickhead. Did they?
Well, there may have been an event where somebody did.
Right.
There was that one where they were chanting kill a cop or some shit like that, but they weren't the BLM people.
But.
Specifically.
Right. And that was bullshit. That was doctored. Remember that? That was fake.
No, there were other parts that were edited, but there were.
Yeah.
There was some that did chant that, but
right, but
the
but
BLM
also,
people don't agree with that and don't condone it.
And the BLM people are for fucking equality, dick bags.
Correct.
I mean, you know, damn, these are white supremacists. There's no comparison to Black Lives Matter. It's not even in the same fucking boat or whatever.
In that regard, but we'll see what happens with Mr. Bannon. But he's a good person, and I think the press treats him, frankly, very unfairly.
Defend your national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, against the Hamas attacks.
I did it the last time.
He called on it again, linking the
Senator McCain
to the alt-right. And
Senator McCain, you mean the one?
Who's linking what to the alt-right? Bannon or H.R. McMaster?
Yes, the alt-right attack. Remember we talked about how the lunatics, including Hannity, were going after McMaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Claiming that he was the one leaking or whatever because he fired those Steve Bannon toadies.
God.
And linking the
Senator McCain?
To the alt-right. And
Senator McCain, you mean the one who voted against Obamacare?
And he said...
You mean Senator McCain who voted against us getting good health care?
McCain said that the alt-right is behind these attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated the attack in Charlottesville.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Senator McCain must know what he's talking about. But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying
Senator, define it for me. Come on, let's go.
McCain defined them as the...
What is happening? This is our president.
Did he
define it for me. Go ahead.
What did he say, oh, you mean Senator McCain that voted to not us have good health care? Did he just throw that jab out there?
Yeah, twice.
What a cunt.
Senator McCain.
Hey.
The same group.
Okay, what about the old left that came charging us? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
There it is.
What the fuck is he talking about?
What about the alt-left that came charging?
The alt-left?
At the guys with the baseball bats and the helmets.
Listen, I no one is, at that rally, who was protecting the community from these Nazis? Not the cops. Not the fucking cops. So, what, the alt-left, you mean the people that stood up to the Nazis? Those are good people.
Alt-left is trending on the Twitter, by the
way. Is it really?
The term alt-left.
People that stand up to Nazis are good, and Nazis are bad, you shitface.
Right. Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day. I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people.
See, this is good because that had to be Robert Acosta.
Yeah.
Who was saying, there, people complain that he's not being a neutral journalist. Fuck that. Do that. Now he's the one saying, but that's not the same as what the neo-Nazis did, and somebody got killed. And Trump is, but that throws him off, and now he's going to say something even worse.
I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very...
Now he's talking about the counter-protesters.
Without a permit. Hey, hey, fuckhead, we don't have to have a permit to stand up to fucking Nazis. This is nuts.
That came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Fuck you.
Go ahead.
Do you think that what you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
Excuse me. I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So
that's kind of not true. They were intentionally having this rally there because that's like their example of look how they're killing whiteness.
You know, I've already seen this on my Facebook page in timeline. Like, people are saying, hey, listen, if you're a person of color, our president doesn't have our back. What do you do? If you're Jewish, our president doesn't have your back. What are you supposed to do? Because, God damn it, those cops didn't do shit against those Nazis. So, like, and they had a group of people surrounded at that one thing, right?
At the statue itself, yeah.
And so what the fuck are...
with torches, tiki torches.
What are we supposed to do when you have a bunch of neo-Nazis fluttering about with fucking goddamn tiki torches? The cops are doing nothing. They're doing jack fucking shit. What are you supposed to do? Just bend over and take it from these fucking Nazis? Fuck that. God damn, this is fucked up. Hey, listen, I'm not advocating violence. I tell you this much. If I saw somebody beat the shit out of a fucking Nazi, I'd buy the guy a fucking drink. Whatever.
The taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me. And you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not. But many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week?
Oh, this
yeah, take them all down. Take all the slave owners down.
Batshit.
Hey, and you know what? Blow their faces off the side of the fucking Stone Mountain in Georgia. Get rid of all these fucking war criminals, all these fucking slave owners. Let's get real. This is fucking bullshit.
And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? But they were there to protest. Excuse me. You take a look the night before. They were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. Infrastructure question. Go ahead.
Should Robert E. Lee stay up?
I would say that's up to a local town, community, or the federal government, depending on where it is located.
Are you against the Confederacy?
About race relations in America, and do you think things have gotten worse or better since you took office?
I think they've gotten better or the same. Look, they've been frayed for a long time.
They're better or the same.
That guy
since when I took office.
Did you hear the question before though? The guy said somebody just yelled out, "Are you for the Confederacy?
Are you for the Confederacy?"
Damn! Do you remember anyone asking Barack Hussein Obama, "Are you for the Confederacy?"
Or the federal government, depending on where it is located.
Are you against the Confederacy?
Are you against the Confederacy?
That's a softball question, right? Yes, I'm totally against it. I'm totally against
it. Believe that the fact that I brought in, it will be soon, millions of jobs. You see where companies are moving back into our country. I think that's going to have a tremendous positive impact on race relations. We have companies coming back into our country. We have two car companies that just announced. We have Foxconn in Wisconsin just announced. We have many companies, I say, pouring back into the country. I think that's going to have a huge positive impact on race relations. You know why? It's jobs. What people want now, they want jobs. They want great jobs with good pay. And when they have that, you watch.
They'll stop beating up on the blacks once we can give some jobs to the white people.
What people fucking, hey man, goddamn Schittler, what people want right now is a president that can come out and say what happened in Charlottesville was deplorable. Those people marching are deplorable. We should get rid of these fucking Nazis. This is, hey, they're Nazis.
And when they have that, you watch how race relations will be. And I'll tell you, we're spending a lot of money on the inner cities. We're fixing the inner cities. We're doing far more than anybody's done with respect to the inner cities. It's a priority.
Ben Carson's on that, motherfucker.
Is that true? Is it true? Has he done far more than anyone's
I'd
ever
like
done
citations
for the inner cities? God, could you imagine? I'm trying to think. Can you imagine if you were part of the D-Day invasion? Can you imagine if you served during World War II?
82nd Airborne. There's that picture going around. The 82nd Airborne is pissed because one of those guys was doing a Nazi salute wearing an 82nd Airborne hat.
And they parachuted in, right, on D-Day?
Yeah.
To fight Nazis!
Yes.
Oh, my God! This is bananas!
It still exists today, but obviously that guy's not old enough to have parachuted in.
That fuckface.
He could have served. He could have been in the 82nd.
Yeah.
He also could have bought the hat.
Oh, my God. I mean,
they're trying to identify him.
For me. And it's very important.
Mr. President, are you putting what you're calling the left and white supremacists on the same moral plane?
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is,
what is moral? Define moral for me.
Well, you know what? I will bet you.
Can somebody tell me, Elaine, what's moral mean?
When they said moral plane, in his mind, he probably thought, is she talking about a jet? An actual plane?
I want an invisible one like Wonder Woman had.
It's a problem. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other. And
is the problem that he's racist or is it that he's a tremendous simpleton?
Yes.
Is it both? Is it both?
Yes.
Dude.
Add narcissist. Add lack, complete and utter lack of any ethics.
Yeah. Quit being friends with your voted. If you got friends that voted for Trump, you better quit being friends with them because they suck. They did.
Premises on the same moral plane.
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is this. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
That's not what happened, right? That's bullshit.
Well, I do think there's blame, yes. I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
But
and,
only the Nazis.
And, And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
That's terrifying.
You know, for a lot of... You know,
he's
nobody...
on the Daily Stormer.
Right. What?
He's reading the Daily Stormer headline version of what happened.
Do you think he reads
he's
that?
He's reading the InfoWars version of what happened.
A lot of people... Well, no one's watching again unless you're a perv peering through our fucking window. You look gobsmacked. You look gobsmacked! I mean, and we read these fucking crazy stories every day. But this is like...
This
crazy.
Is the utter opposite of what he should have done. Again.
These people say... let me understand something. These chwants in these polo shirts with their dickhead torches, they say they're neo-Nazis, right? And they're doing the Nazi salute.
I really think...
What was that? Did everybody hear that? Or
wait. It's tiki music.
I think it's sad that these Nazis...
You live in a different world.
What is this? This is some fucked up... It says, exotic tiki music mix.
Color me there. See, this is not Nazi shit. I think it's bullshit that the Nazis have co-opted the Polynesian culture. The Polynesian culture!
The tiki people aren't too thrilled about it
tiki,
either.
Tiki torches came from Polynesia, correct? That's where they came from. The Polynesians invented the tiki torch. And now these Nazis are fucking co-opting it, right? Yeah. That's bullshit.
Or tiki.
Tiki.
The Tikians invented the tiki torch.
Is there a place, Tiki?
Maybe.
They showed up in Charlottesville.
Excuse me.
To protest.
Excuse me. They didn't put themselves down as good. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people
Hold
in that group.
Second.
Excuse me.
Time
excuse
out.
Me. I saw
excuse
the same
me.
Pictures as you.
They're excuse losing their minds, and he's like, "Excuse me, excuse me."
Which listen, okay, maybe
did you see those sexy guys in the khaki pants with the tight polo shirts, Ryan?
God, this is so tough. Because yeah, I'm against violence. I'm a big fucking hippie, but also it's hard for me to get mad at people that might have been attacking these Nazi fucks. Because these Nazi fucks punch down, you know? They're evil. They're evil and they're aggressive and they're anti-Semitic.
Well, and the fact is that they went inciting whatever happened.
They went
hoping
they wanted
that
this.
Whatever happened was going to happen.
Didn't I hear Rachel Maddow making the point that was their plan? Their plan was not a peaceful protest. Their plan was domestic motherfucking terrorism, American terrorism, like Malcolm Nance says. They wanted this. They wanted this chaos. This is not a protest.
They showed up in Charlottesville.
Excuse me.
To protest.
Excuse me. They didn't put themselves down as good. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine.
Did you ever see somebody arguing with the president at a press conference before? I mean,
I've never. This sounds
this is
like
insane.
Chaos.
Yeah.
This sounds.
People on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
Then fuck you, because that to a lot of people is a symbol of racism, of hate, of slavery. Of slavery, of people that were motherfucking owned. Trump, say that to a black person. How do you think that makes them fucking feel? Yeah. You fucking dickhead!
Well, no, George Washington was a slave owner.
Yeah!
Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down...
He didn't lead the war to protect slavery.
But I'm,
and yeah, I agree.
Right, well,
he was a slave owner, and so was Thomas Jefferson. Most of those white fucks were. And I concur, but it's not a moral equivalent.
Yeah,
to suggest that the leaders of the Confederacy.
Right. And we talked about it. That was the Civil War was fucking about slavery.
It absolutely
Why
was.
In all the letters?
States' rights. States' rights to do what?
To own people.
Well, right.
To have a free labor force. So you didn't have to pay anybody. You know? And then what? And I was reading this other fucking shit. One of these leaders of the Confederacy, what did they tell all the working class people? Hey, if the slaves go free, you're going to lose all your jobs. They scapegoated them. A poi platter right now.
There's only like two more minutes of this.
Why are we I'm sitting here
and
screaming
I get
about
to Alex Jones. Yeah.
But I just want to make one point. For some reason now we're talking about why slavery's bad. Why?
We've
established that, right?
I don't think sane people are talking about why slavery is bad.
I'm sweating.
Excuse me. Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue?
So- you know, he fucked one of his slaves.
Does he think he's getting the better of these people? Ooh, what do you think about Thomas Jefferson?
These are the idiot arguments in the comment section.
These are
the trolls that post on crab diving. This is the moronic argument.
These are the trolls I went to high school with, some of them.
Next is Abraham Lincoln. He was white.
I mean, the idea, though, I mean, if he's saying that, what's next, George Washington? Well, it's not a bad idea to put history in context, right? It's not a bad idea for us to understand that, yeah, maybe George Washington owned fucking slaves. We should all know that,
but
right?
Not in Republican history, Ryan. The founding fathers, their urine cured cancer.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. They did pee on me.
Statue, because he was a
that. I tried that in Moscow.
Yeah, Russia. Hey, Putin. Hey, if you're listening to this fucking podcast, I want those fucking pee tapes yesterday.
Oh yeah, make us Drudge famous. We'll be your Drudge, Vlad. We'll broadcast we'll totally broadcast those.
Yeah, we'll call it the Golden Broadcast. Who cares?
Like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down?
The president just asked a reporter if he liked Thomas Jefferson.
You like Thomas
Jefferson?
You like
him? Huh? You like him?
You like him? Look
at, bring out a nickel. Bring out a nickel. Look at it. Do you like him? Do you like him? Look at it.
Do you hate Nazis? Do you like the Confederacy? Somebody asked him if you were against the Confederacy.
Oh, my God.
It's bananas.
Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
Unfairly, sir. I'm sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly. No. I just didn't understand what you were saying.
No, wait. No.
I think the press is doing a pretty good job here, don't you? I mean, there's just
people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, they were people protesting very quietly. The taking down of the statue.
He's lying. He's lying. The Tiki Torch March was not only about that statue.
Right. They even said it, right? They don't want to be replaced by Jewish people, which makes no
blood
sense.
Blood and soil. And we will not be replaced by Jews.
Are these neo-Nazi dick fucks? Are these people that have watched too many fucking specials about Hitler on the Discovery Channel? Who are these idiots?
Very quietly, the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The following day, it looked like they had some rough, bad people. Neo-Nazis, white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. But you had a lot of people in that group that were there to innocently protest and very legally protest because, you know, I don't know if you know, they had a permit. The other group didn't have a permit. So I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country. A horrible moment. But there are two sides to the country. Does anybody have a final? Does anybody have, you have an infrastructure.
What makes you think you can get an infrastructure bill? You didn't get health care.
Awesome. That guy gets a Pulitzer Prize.
Bam. Give that guy a...
You've got an infrastructure question. What makes you think you're going to get shit done?
Oh, that's
lovely. You can't get anything done.
Shit.
Oh, he's going to blame the Democrats and Mitch McConnell.
Does anybody have a final? Does anybody have... You have an infrastructure.
What makes you think you can get an infrastructure bill? You didn't get health care.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. We came very close with health care. Unfortunately, John McCain decided to vote against it at the last minute. You'll have to ask John McCain why he did that. But we came very close to health care. We will end up getting health care. But we'll get the infrastructure, and actually infrastructure is something that I think we'll have bipartisan support on. I actually think Democrats will go along with the infrastructure.
Mr. President, have you spoken to the family?
Not if you take money away from SNAP benefits, not if you cut Social Security to pay for your stupid infrastructure, and certainly not if you privatize everything, and where people are going to then be making profit. Which means they're going to gouge the fuck out of the United States and do low quality. You said he's trying to get rid of building regulations.
Oh, yeah.
That worked out well
Pakistan.
Yeah, India.
Oh, yeah. That building just fell in on people because they didn't have any regulations.
Right.
Hey, have you spoken to the family of the victim of the car attack?
No, I'll be reaching out.
When will you be reaching out?
I thought that the statement put out, the mother's statement, I thought was a beautiful statement. I always tell you, it was something that I really appreciated. I thought it was terrific and really under the...
Again, it's him. What she said about me was great.
You appreciate
it. It was great.
Let me get this straight. He comes on television and tells the world, I appreciate the statement the mother, the person who got killed by these fucking terrorists put out.
God.
Well, you're fucking out of your mind.
I really appreciate it. I thought it was terrific. And really, under the kind of stress that she's under and the heartache that she's under, I thought putting out that statement to me was really something I won't forget. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you plan to go?
What about the Nazis that support you?
I missed that.
Oh, my God.
What about the Nazis that support you? That would concern me. If he's truly not a racist dick fuck, I would want to know, why are Nazis supporting me? Am I a Nazi? Do I do Nazi shit? Am I into Nazi shit?
Trending on the Twitter, George Washington. Trump compares George Washington to Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Also trending, the Lincoln Memorial was vandalized? I don't know about that. Both sides is trending.
Yes.
Alt-left is trending. Uh-oh, Don Lemon is trending.
What'd you say,
Robert E. Lee is trending.
What did Don Lemon say? Something about a wormhole. I wish there was a wormhole in Charlottesville. We could push all those fucking Nazis through. We need a wormhole.
If you're a Jewish person in Germany and you had to go to Hitler High School or Goebbels Elementary School or middle school, that would be completely offensive to you on the deepest level. And that's how people of color feel in this country when we have to deal with figures like Robert E. Lee, like Confederate flags. It's no different than flying a swastika. It is insulting. The president is ignorant of history. He does not know context. He should be ashamed of himself. He should go back to school and get an elementary education on how this country started and about protest groups and how this country works and who he represents and who he should represent.
Dang.
Damn. Don Lemon with the smackdown.
I take back every bad thing I've said about him because, you know.
Oh, you can still.
That wormhole thing he said.
He's a diaper load at times, but yeah.
How that plane might have fell through a wormhole. That was pretty fucked up. But that's a great statement. But, I mean,
CNN was making them cover that plane for like 80 days straight, 24/7.
You know, you think.
Planes. Still not found, watch.
Because what do you do? What do you talk about? That's a great statement, though. He's right. He's right. I mean, I'm listening to a guy, our president, sounds like he's got a third grade education.
The Lincoln Memorial was vandalized with the words, fuck Islam, spray painted.
Wow. Great. Great.
Just let you know.
How many times did that happen during Obama's presidency? Gee.
Alex Jones has a reaction to
to this shit, to the press conference, or to the neo-Nazi domestic terrorism bullshit?
Yes. Yeah, there's hours of this online. There's so much cussing, I can't play it. Here's a little bit of audio of me like 18 years ago protesting the KKK. There's no big crowd of Antifa there supporting me, and then threatening to kill me, everything else. And it later came out that they were federal agents, like I said. It wasn't even real. I mean, quite frankly, I've been to these events. A lot of the KKK guys with their hats off look like they're from the cast of Seinfeld.
Do you think he's saying they look like Jewish people? Is that what he meant by that?
They look like the cast of Seinfeld.
From the cast of Seinfeld. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but they're leftist Jews.
Nothing against Jews in general.
So let me understand. Alex fucking Jones is saying the Charlottesville deal with the Nazis was a false flag from the Jewish community.
Well, no, he's trying to reassure everyone that he's anti-KKK, even though he called it a false flag, by the way, happened in Charlottesville.
He also called Sandy Hook a false flag. Piece of shit.
Here's me 18 years ago protesting the KKK.
Okay.
So he's like, look, I hate them. I hate them too.
Nothing against Jews in general, but they're leftist Jews that want to, create this clash, and they go dress up as Nazis. That footage in Austin, we're going to find it somewhere here at the office where it literally looks like the cast of Seinfeld or like Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. They all look like Howard Stern.
Oh, my God.
Wait a sec. Did you hear what he said earlier, though? He was like, the leftist Jews, something about some weird thing he just said.
It wasn't even real. I mean, quite frankly, I've been to these events. A lot of the KKK guys with their hats off look like they're from the cast of Seinfeld. Mm. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but they're leftist Jews that want to, create this clash, and they go dress up as Nazis.
The leftist Jews want to create a clash and go dressed up as Nazis. So it's false flag. False flag.
Oh, I see. What a nut.
That footage in Austin, we're going to find it somewhere here at the office where it literally looks like the cast of Seinfeld or like Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. They all look like Howard Stern. They've almost got a little curly hair down, and they're just up there hiling Hitler. God. You tell they're totally uncomfortable, they're totally scared, and it's all just meant to create the clash.
He's saying that this
apparently, they for some reason, when they're hiring people to put the hoods on, apparently they're hiring a bunch of Jewish actors.
God.
That look like Howard Stern, even with a little curly, you can almost see the little curly hairs coming down.
Do you think Alex Jones called up Trump and had this conversation?
Totally scared.
I'll tell you what to say at the press conference.
Oh my God, you might have.
This meant to create the clash.
Please help us to understand what transpired that fateful day. Help us in our path to righteousness and God is in your own way.
And again, just type in Alex Jones protests KKK. Now remember, I'm doing this 18, 19 years ago before anybody really is doing it, okay? Now you got Tom Brokaw saying I am an unalloyed total racist. Because that's all they've got. That's their weapon. They're the ones invoking race. They're the ones saying white people are inherently bad in the media. They're the ones saying reparations. They're the ones saying that white men are inherently evil. And it's a bunch of white people doing it as a bunch of elites on the $300 million yachts trying to get us all fighting with each other.
And ignore the $5,000 Rolex hanging off his arm.
Oh my God! He invented protesting the Klan. Is that
apparently
what understand?
Yeah, apparently, the people in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s that protested the Klan had nothing.
Fuck?
To,
he's crazy,
out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, good job, Alex.
God. Holy shit, exhausting.
I mean, that Trump press conference is just...
We're taking back the tiki. Just like Ken Ham is taking back... Ken Ham is taking back the rainbow. We're gonna take back the tiki, y'all.
God damn.
Nothing against the Jews.
Nothing against the Jews.
But...
...
He literally said... Hats off, they look like the cast of Seinfeld. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but they are leftist Jews that want to create this clash, go dressed up as Nazis.
Yes.
blah, 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 blah. It literally looks like the cast of Seinfeld or like Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. They all look like Stern. They almost got like little curly hair down. Like they're just there heiling Hitler.
Good Lord, man. Good fucking God. He's nuts.
And you can tell they're totally uncomfortable.
How do you, I mean, Alex.
The poor little Jew actors, Ryan, are so uncomfortable.
I mean, you've been in theater, you've been in a lot of plays, and it's a big pain in the ass to put a play together. I mean, you know, cast 30, 40 people sometimes in larger productions. That's an unreal thing to put together. And I'm just saying that this fucking thing, if it's a false flag, who the fuck directed it? Michael Bay?
Wouldn't you like to think that Jewish actors would be like, I think I'll pass on the hood and the Nazi and the Nazi uniform.
No, they're in Actors Equity. And they're like, hey, I can get 2 weeks. I can get time. I'll make.
I need 500 more bucks to get my insurance.
Yeah, I qualify for my insurance this year. I just got to do this gig in Charlottesville. I don't know what I'm doing. All I got to do is carry a tiki torch and wear this fucking polo shirt and yell blood and soil.
Holy shit.
God, Alex Jones, and I mean this with just fuck you, whatever that means. Eat a dick, dude. You're making the world worse. And so Shitler. I mean, I expect Alex Jones to do this shit. I don't expect anything different, but our fucking president. I mean, if you took Trump's press conference, just a transcript, and you and Alex Jones read it on his show, you wouldn't think it would be out. You don't think it would sound odd.
Right.
I mean, and that's fucked up. Play that luau music.
Ringing in.
So nice.
Ringing in.
Hillary Clinton won, right? She won the presidency. Trump just didn't win. He lost and almost froze to shit. Razor teeth looking barracuda kids. Ran off into the sunset. Who gives a fuck what they did?
Well, yesterday we rang in on, we heard about David Duke.
Oh, God.
Who on Saturday said, well, this is why we voted for Trump. He said, we're going to take our country back again.
I didn't know David Duke was there.
And then on Monday, when Trump did his, it's on many sides. he was thrilled. But then when Trump came out, that was Saturday. When Trump came out Monday and said, I condemn Nazis, I condemn white supremacists, okay? And other hate groups, wink, wink, wink.
Yes.
David Duke did lose his mind a little bit. Remember, he tweeted, please, Mr. President, don't let them force you to do the what was it? The magic for black people? Magic speak for black people or something like that? Well, in regards to today's press conference.
Yes.
You may be surprised to learn that David Duke tweeted,
right.
Thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth about Charlottesville and condemn the leftist terrorists in BLM and Antifa.
When did this fucknut say this? Today or just now?
Not that long ago.
Wow. Wow. Look, a ringing endorsement.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hey, dickhead Duke, do you think his statement was beautiful? Because Trump said many people thought it was beautiful. I love it.
Both sides.
Ugh. Just a bunch of vomits. Hey, why didn't Ivanka step in and say, hey, Dad, don't say that. It's going to sound racist or whatever. You know why? You know why she didn't step in and say that? Because she's a fucking racist, probably. God.
This is out of Gaston County, North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy. Hey, hippie. There's two sides.
There was a woman who stopped at a house. She said she couldn't handle it. There's in Mount Holly in Gaston County, North Carolina.
Where Mount Holly?
Paige Broswell
told
the News and Observer She could not remain silent after seeing the violence in Virginia.
Okay.
When she pulled into his driveway of the house of a man flying a Nazi flag.
Oh, my God. Burn it!
She said, I thought, what? This is my town.
Yeah.
In the video. Oh, well, here we go. I don't know if.
Let's find the Nazi house.
Let's find the Nazi house, she said.
Let's see here. Now it's a white house.
Of course it's a white house.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Right here on the corner.
It's a white house. Big red Nazi flag with a swastika. Holy shit. Yeah, unambiguous.
It looks like the set of Sound of Music.
Not the good part where she's dancing around in the Edelweiss.
No, no, no. This is the alternate ending.
Yeah, there it is. Right here on the corner. Let's see, number 403.
Number 403.
So, let's go see what they have to say about the Nazi flag.
She's pulling this guy's driveway.
Let's go see.
She's got some balls, yeah.
Right.
And some, or some giant ovaries.
They got a Trump sticker on the truck.
Of course.
Trump sticker on the truck.
Why wouldn't
hey. What's up with the Nazi flag?
Who are you?
Are you David?
Hell no, I ain't David. I'm Joe Love. Why? What's that goddamn flag got to do with you?
Why do you have a
what's
Nazi
it for
flag?
You? Do you make the payments on this fucking house?
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Don't fucking worry about it.
Welcome to America. And again, we are all just gobsmacked, I say,
you make
that there's
payments.
A Trump sticker on the truck.
You make payments, you don't even fucking have.
What do you fucking care?
What do you... I mean, if you're going to fly the Nazi flag, you should expect people to ask you about it. That's something... Hey, what's up with the fucking Nazi flag? Is a logical question to some... What's up with the Nazi flag?
Why? What's that goddamn flag got to do with you?
Why do you have a
what's
Nazi
it to
flag?
You make the payments on this fucking house?
No, I don't.
Okay, don't fucking worry about it.
Why do you have a Nazi flag up?
What's it to you?
Because this is America, not Nazi Germany.
Well, don't worry about it. You get your ass in your car and get the hell out of here, best thing I can tell you. I know you feel me. Fuck you.
Okay.
Gave the finger.
Where do you live?
Camera.
What kind of flag do you fly?
I fly a rainbow flag, thank you.
Okay, so what does that tell me about you?
That I'm not a Nazi?
I'm not a Nazi either. This is Nazi fucking America.
Is it?
You get your ass in...
It's Nazi fucking America.
God, this is creepy. You know, so, like, am I to understand in these little towns all over the South or all over the country, there's little communities of these little Nazi fuck sticks? Like, jacking off to their Nazi flags and shit like that?
This is Nazi fucking America.
Is it?
You get your ass in your car and get
Let
the fuck out of
Let me ask you something.
Fuck you! Get your ass in your car and get the hell out of here.
Do you think that Trump, like, had something to do with all of this?
If you don't get the hell out of here...
Okay.
Then you're going to have trouble.
Uh-oh.
I promise you that.
I'm sure we would.
That's it.
Okay.
Take
woman.
Your queer ass on, lesbian ass on, big fat fucking ass on, and go on, bitch.
You had a choice.
Big fat fucking ass. Like, he's a ballerina.
Yeah.
He's a big fat idiot.
Look, I'm going to be in a nutcracker.
Got your big fat fucking ass off my driveway.
You know what I don't understand? If you're a guy that flies a Nazi flag at your fucking house... It would seem to me that you would want people to ask you about it, and you would want to talk about your Nazi fucking flag, right?
It's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, I mean, you want people to engage you about it, because you obviously care about it. If you didn't, then why put it out there?
Right.
Or it's, you know what? It's typical Trump bullshit. It's just a fuck you.
Here.
Okay.
Me and you's gonna have trouble.
Okay.
I promise you that.
I'm sure we would. Okay.
Take your queer ass on, lesbian ass on, big fat fucking ass on, and go on, bitch.
You had a choice. All right. I'm going right now.
There you go.
Get your ass out my driveway. Get your queer ass.
Shooting double birds at her as she's pulling away. is in North Carolina.
I know where you work, too. That's pretty obvious.
I don't give a good goddamn.
Well, that guy probably lost his job, right? I would think.
Unless he owns the place, right?
So that's what that was.
There you go. Kudos.
God, and by the way,
Paige Broswell.
And just for anybody that might say, well, he's flying the Nazi flag and she's flying the rainbow flag. Well, the rainbow flag is about being inclusive and accepting of people, right?
Right.
And I think the Nazi flag is...
We include most white people.
Is the opposite, yeah.
Not the Jewy ones, but most of the other white ones.
Not only do you not include them, back in the day, you killed 6 million of them. So,
allegedly,
God damn, dude, 6 million people were wiped off the fucking planet, plus by the fucking Nazis. But yet we have young people marching without hoods on, putting their little hand in the air, doing the Sieg Heil bullshit and not embarrassed. That's disturbing. I don't know what that is. That's just stupidity. Ugh. Vile. Disgusting.
There is a, this is, Fox News.
Yes. Ugh. God. It's better not
Welcome back to the Fox News Specialist. This is the docket. This afternoon, President Trump gave a second response to the racist domestic terrorism that took place in Charlottesville, Virginia. Today, we learned that there will be a federal investigation from the DOJ around the tragic events that led to the deaths of Heather Hare, Lieutenant H.J. Cullen, and Trooper Burke M.M. Bates, and also injured 19 others. It's a solid first step towards technical justice. But Mr. President, your initial remarks were cowardly and dangerous, and they indeed warranted a second statement. Here's why. Your presidential campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, well, it rose many questions for many. Were Jews, Blacks, gays, and Hispanics included in the return of America to her great glory years, or would some of us be left out? Well, I was legitimately unsure, but absent more conclusive evidence, I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. I can no longer do that, Mr. President. No more benefit, all doubt.
Bam, baby.
That is Ebony K. Williams.
Are you sure that's Fox News?
She is a person of color over at Fox.
Are you? That's Fox News. You look, it says Fox.
Fox News.
Wow. Color me fucking shocked. That's insane. Good for that person, man.
There's also stories out there that Rupert Murdoch, the Eye of Sauron, is encouraging Trump to get rid of Bannon.
Because they don't want the party to be over.
I guess because of the white nationalism and stuff like that. You heard him today when Trump was like, Bannon came on very late. I had already beaten him all.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so fucked up. I see this argument a lot that it's two equal sides. A lot of racist people don't want to, maybe they just don't want to think that there's neo-Nazis all up in this country and whatever the fuck. But are we supposed to believe it's a coincidence that we have a president with a couple of fucking Nazis in the White House? Like, this is a coincidence. This is out of a fucking void. Like, that guy has a Trump sticker on the back of his fucking trunk. And that doesn't have anything to do with the Nazi flag hanging on his fucking porch.
Nicole Wallace is on former communications director for George W., who has her own show now on MSNBC. She's a Republican. She's an anti-Trumper, though. She's wondering who's going to start resigning from Trump's cabinet.
Wow.
Who resigns? Which one of you can't live with yourselves for working with a guy that elicits praise from David Duke? Which one? Who? Tell me who resigns.
That's a good fucking point.
We shall see.
I mean, it's a tough one. We talked about it yesterday. For past episodes of this podcast, please go to crabdiving.com and download that shit. But like,
if Fox turns on him, he's shitting all over Mitch McConnell. If Fox turns on him,
yes,
he's done.
I read some weird ass article, or I looked at it, Sinclair Media, in their part with the Charlottesville domestic terrorism, American terrorism shit.
Yes.
And how they're connected to it. Are you seeing any of that? Like how
I didn't see that. No. Yeah.
You know, because Sinclair is that company that's been buying up all those local news stations and in making them, giving them actual things to read on the air. Like they have that terrorism watch desk and all that bullshit.
Listen to us every weekday. We do this bullshit from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live.
That's right.
Don't forget we're on iTunes. We're at Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. Helps us out.
Yay. Yeah.
I just saw something crazy about Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann?
Yeah.
What? No. There's too many shitheads. Now we got Michelle Bachmann. What are you talking about?
Michelle Bachmann.
Ugh, garbage.
Back in 2012, an annual event began in the U.S. Capitol called Washington, a Man of Prayer.
Okay. God.
In which members of Congress would gather with religious right activists.
Jack me off.
In Statuary Hall to pray that God would not destroy America for legalizing gay marriage.
Come on.
They would declare that 9/11 and the Benghazi attack were instances of God's judgment on the nation.
Boom.
Tearfully beg the Lord to forgive our multitude of sins.
They said 9/11 happened because of gay marriage.
One marriage among, equality. Yeah, sure.
Fuck off.
These prayer gatherings eventually gave birth to the Jefferson Gathering. A project of right-wing pastor Jim Garlow's Skyline Church.
No more gatherings.
Through which somebody named Pastor Dan Cummings regularly preaches to members of Congress.
Blah. Wait.
Trying to drive, quote, Satan out of the Capitol.
Oh, God. Hoogity boogity. Don't we have the separation of church and motherfucking state? What about that?
Last weekend, Jim Garlow announced to his congregation that Skyline Church will be expanding its prayer efforts to the United Nations.
Who cares?
With a ministry that will be led by Michelle Bachmann.
Blech. So wait a second. They're not just praying. They're actually doing shit and fucking around with the UN. That's disgusting. Pray all you want.
How do you disciple all nations? How do you disciple all nations? How do you do that? Last week I said to you, what if you wanted to disciple all nations and you wanted to reach the whole world? So God did you a favor. He simply arranged so all the world's key leaders came to one place at one time so you could reach them all at once. What would you call it? You'd call it the United Nations. And that'd be the most economical way that you could possibly reach the leaders. And ladies and gentlemen.
What? How? Is this official? The United Nations, don't they have to sign onto it? Or is she going to be like across the street with a megaphone?
I think she's going to be across the street with a fucking megaphone.
That would be.
Who the fuck?
I want to go to the United Nations.
Imagine
you're film that.
Right. You're the guy from France at the UN. And this lunatic Bachmann comes up and says, hey, have you accepted Jesus?
Have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
Oh, oui. I will take a baguette and shove it up your asshole.
My husband sucks the gay out of people.
Oh, yeah. Is that how he does it?
Sure.
Gay conversion therapy via oral?
Jesus wants me to blow you so many times you don't like it no more.
I'm going to toss your salad so hard you're going to fuck it. I don't know.
The most economical way that you could possibly reach the leaders. And ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Skyline's new pastor to the United Nations, Michelle Bachmann.
Listen to that intro. That sounds like a comedy show. We are
taking this unbelievably audacious step of going to the UN. I don't know a darker, more deceived place on earth.
She's not getting in.
What the fuck?
She's not getting in.
What the fuck?
This idiot is going to be standing across the street from the UN with a megaphone. Megaphone.
Why is it so dark? Deceived? What did she say? A more darker, deceived place?
Yeah, there's black people there.
I don't know a darker, more deceived place on earth than the UN. Because as we saw at the Tower of Babel, that's probably the last time when we saw all the nations of the earth come together in a moment of deception.
What does that mean?
You have to buy into that Tower of Babel bullshit.
Right.
Somehow I think, I don't know, the Chinese may not have wandered over to Babel.
You know, if you got, is she going to talk to somebody
The Maori probably didn't participate.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, burn in hell, dickheads. Yeah, you're going to talk to Maori people about this shit?
They were dispersed. And in during the time of Woodrow Wilson, we saw the bringing up of the League of Nations that went apart after World War I. And then after World War II, the rise of the UN. Their goal has been from the very beginning, the creation, as Stefano said, of a one world order. But not a one world order under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, you got to be under the skirt of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, well, Michelle, let me make a suggestion. Why don't you take your Holy Spirit and shove it up your fucking ass?
Order under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. A man's attempt at a one world order that only
is she
learning? This was a representative
to
the United States Congress.
She made it to the stage to debate people. To run for president.
She was a presidential candidate.
And her husband is known for gay conversion therapy.
And possibly shenanigans, right? With Medicare money?
He got Medicare money to suck the gay out of people. Medicaid money to suck the gay out of people's dicks.
It was really old people. It was sucking the gay out of.
Bring me your dick.
Medicare Part B.
Attempt Part B. at a one world order that only brings about chaos, confusion, deception. Delusion, pain. And that's where, rather than cursing the darkness, Skyline Church is about to light a candle.
There you go.
Why don't you light a candle and shove it up your asshole?
They're lighting a candle. Me.
Fuck your candle. What? I don't care about her fucking candle. What is this?
And you could buy them for $19.95, a blessed candle.
Who? Does she obviously, there must
be. You can use it like a dildo.
It's more useful that way. If you let that, just light the candle, shove it up your ass, and have some poi, dummy. What an idiot. I mean, really.
So, Michelle's got a job. That's good. She's out working.
How much is she getting paid for this garbage?
I don't know. What is she going to do?
Does she have a counterpart?
Like, there's no way that she's going to have any official...
Does she have an office?
Entry to the UN.
Does she have an office? I mean, really, who does she... If she's going to do this, she must have a counterpart or someone she liaisons with about her stupid Jesus bullshit garbage.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on there. How is she... How does she think she's going to get in?
I don't fucking know. What is wrong? Why in the fuck is Michelle Bachmann in the news? I mean, really. Why don't we hear from her? And by the way, to my friend on Facebook that referenced... An article Herman Cain put on his fucking website in regards to this shit in Charlottesville. You're an idiot. It's Becky Stam. Enough fucking
sense. What did he have to say?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Something.
There's two sides to it.
Yes. Some garbage about, even if you're a white supremacist, you have the right to come, you know, put your views out in the public forum and all this other shit.
True.
But you can't be violent. You can't run people over in fucking cars. I don't give a fuck what you believe in. And also, you're fucking dirty fucking Nazi, so fuck you.
So you'll all be happy to know Michelle Bachmann's got a gig.
I still don't get it. You're right. Where does she go at the UN? Hi, I'm Michelle Bachmann. I'm here with a bunch of weird Jesus people, and we're going to pray super hard for all of you, okay? Fuck you.
Very excited. It's a very important day. Not only do we have a brand sparkling new K-Voice, Voice of Resistance, if you're listening live.
Oh, shit.
Stay tuned at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for a brand new K-Voice, Voice of Resistance, Kelly the Voice with the awesome show.
Yes.
And then...
Let me tell you, this show is fabulous. It's tremendous.
It's tremendous. Then at... 7 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 10 p.m. on the Eastern Coast.
Oh, my God.
Strap in, y'all.
Hell yeah.
He is back. The Hollywood Hick has taken a couple of months off. He can't figure out why, but he has taken a couple of months off. He's back from hiatus.
And we previewed part of
the
show.
We listened to the whole show.
And it's funny as fuck.
It's funny as fuck. So listen tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. streaming on crabdiving.com here. And it'll be on iTunes. It'll be on Stitcher.
I'd love to hear his opinion on the Charlottesville bullshit.
He may be calling in later this week.
Oh, shit.
Possibly if we can get the old Skype fired up.
That's right, Pat.
I love fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but let me just tell you, do not ever, under any circumstances, sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful. I'm just saying, I'm just giving just public service announcement. I know that's probably not proper talking for the radio, but I'm just telling you, do not eat a whole big old bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos what while you're sitting in front of the TV, because your butthole's going to hate you come morning. I'm just saying, as
what does he say about your dick?
Don't I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
That's right.
There's the Hollywood hick.
That's right. And remember, Schittler reminded us at a debate in a primary that there's nothing to worry about between his legs.
Right.
That's what he implied.
We got a couple minutes here on the big show. Thanks for listening to us.
That's right. Thank you.
I know you want to hear a bit about what Jabba the Gunt is saying.
Is this Rush Limbaugh?
About what's going on with what happened in Charlottesville.
Here from the excellence in broadcasting. Here is Rush Limbaugh.
He's choking on hate.
I think the mayor of Charlottesville took a page out of the book from the mayor from Baltimore. What was her name? Forget her name. Remember when she said, what was her phrase? Give them space. Give them room so that they can get it out of their system. Give them space. And look, the police were ordered to stand down in Charlottesville. Somebody wanted that to happen. Folks, the police were told to stand down. The police are saying, no. We were retreating to go get our riot gear. Well,
that's bullshit. I agree with Gunt here that,
right,
he's, I mean, we all want to know why the police allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
But Rush has a theory, which probably won't be our theory.
We want to be protected from Nazis.
Why didn't you show up the riot gear? But if you retreated to get the riot gear, why didn't you come back with the riot gear on if that's where you went? They were ordered to stand down. I'll tell you something else. I think all of this is organized, folks. I think Terry McAuliffe, in fact, was trying to use this whole episode to launch his...
Governor of Virginia.
And he was an adult, right?
Terry McAuliffe, in fact, was trying to use this whole episode to launch his presidential bid, and he botched it because he doesn't have that big ability to get noticed. I mean, this is a pretty big deal. This is what Democrats do. This is what Clinton, Oklahoma City bombing, launched the rebirth of his presidency.
Is that true? I don't remember that. I mean, you know.
Which is exactly, the Democrats see a crisis and find out how they can benefit from it.
Fuck
well,
you.
At least he didn't say, like Alex Jones, that the Democrats did it. It's a false flag.
Right.
While making people think they're trying to fix it or solve it. And I think McAuliffe was doing the same thing. I think, remember Rahm Emanuel, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. I think not so much the people that wanted this to happen, but knew it was going to. And so let's see if we can milk it. And in order to milk it, it had to happen. And in order for it to happen, the police have to stay out of it. As the NYPD said, wouldn't have happened here. We wouldn't have let these two groups get within eyesight of each other.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. There are examples of how to handle things. Ferguson, not how to handle things.
Yeah.
This, Charlottesville, not how to handle things.
Are we milking Nazis? Is that what he's saying?
Oh, God.
I mean, you know.
Wouldn't have happened here. We wouldn't have let these two groups get within eyesight of each other. And we certainly wouldn't let some renegade car enter this whole scene. Somebody wanted it to happen. Or somebody knew it was going to happen and didn't want it to stop because they wanted to try to capitalize on it.
So he's God coming
damn.
This short of saying it's a false flag.
Or,
he's just saying they knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
And they didn't stop it because...
going to happen and didn't want it to stop because they wanted to try to capitalize on it.
Political game.
God damn. God. What an idiot.
So the Democrats are thrilled.
Nobody's thrilled about this.
Nobody's thrilled about
this. I'm not seeing liberals thrilled about this. I think they're outraged. I think we're outraged that our president can't come out and say Nazis are bad. They're not all bad people. They're Nazis. They're fucking bad. Can you imagine you lost relatives in the Holocaust or you fought in World War II and you hear this your president saying, oh, there's a couple of sides to this. You got to be nuts.
Trump did a little retweeting this morning.
Yes.
And then ended up deleting one of them. He retweeted a comic cartoon of a train.
Yes.
Like running over a guy or something. And then they photoshopped the CNN logo over the guy's head.
God.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Is this him doing it himself with Photoshop or does he have someone doing it for him?
He retweeted.
Oh, he retweeted. It was a retweet. Sorry, yes.
The statement from the White House was something like, it was inadvertently retweeted. And when we found out about it, we got rid of it. But who
inadvertently? How many tweets do we put out a day from crab diving? A shit ton.
A shit ton. Yeah. At crab diving.
And how many inadvertent retweets happen? How many?
Not a lot.
Probably none.
None.
Well, okay. And we don't have a staff. Okay. You know what I mean?
So
inadvertent bullshit.
Today, one of the retweets that hung out, that he kept,
right,
was from someone we've talked about here before on the show, Jack Posobiec. He is
Posobiec,
Mr. Seth Rich Gate guy.
Oh God,
and Pizzagate guy. He's one of the big Pizzagate guys that is convinced that the Democratic leadership is involved in a giant kid diddling ring
in a basement in a building where there's no basement. Correct. What a garbage person.
Right. So Trump retweeted.
Yes.
A story Jack Posobiec tweeted: 9 dead, 30 wounded in weekend shootings across Chicago. Horrible.
Horrible. Shitty.
Jack Posobiec said, meanwhile, 39 shootings in Chicago this weekend, 9 deaths. No national media outrage. Why is that?
Well, I don't know.
He's angry about black-on-black crime.
Right. But
why aren't we talking about how evil these black people are killing each other? You just go after the poor white guys.
There are a bunch of Nazis running around in Charlottesville. They get press. I'm sorry. It's disturbing.
So Trump retweeted that, and Posobiec is losing his mind. He's dripping with giddiness.
Blech. God, why is Schittler making this Posobiec happy?
So, something just happened, and we now break your regularly scheduled programming for something unexpected and a little did not expect to
get to the point
to happen.
His wife just jumped into the screen and she's hugging him like he just fucking won Wimbledon.
Oh yes,
tonight. Yeah, any idea what happened? Oh,
I don't know.
Listen to this celebration they're all having because Schittler retweeted him.
Dude, you are a piece of fucking Nazi garbage.
At one point,
that's what he sounds like.
At one point, he tweeted in August 2016, "Je suis all right."
Oh, okay. Je suis, what is that? We're all alt-right.
I'm alt-right.
Oh, fuck. Then sit and spin, dick face. Fuck off. Rot.
Alt-right means we will talk about blacks targeting Jews for the knockout game. Alt-right means America first. Alt-right means calling out the media for telling us what to think. Alt-right means we're willing to call Hillary what she is, racist bigot. Alt-right means not caring about offending people to tell the truths that need to be told.
Oh, fucking shit. Alt-right. Alt-right means you're a piece of shit, garbage, white nationalist, fuck not Nazi!
You know who this guy is? He's the one who interrupted the Julius Caesar show.
Oh my God, at the public theater?
At the public theater in New York.
Because the guy had blonde hair and they were...
That's the guy because... God,
you're garbage. You're
even though they
shit.
Did the same production years ago with a guy that looked like Obama.
Yes.
Who, spoiler alert for those of you that don't know fucking Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, it don't end well for Jules.
A lot of people read that in the 10th grade in fucking high school.
The Ides of March, etc.
Yeah.
A bunch of senators stab him the fuck to death and then he says, "Et tu, Brute."
Yeah.
And...
It's been around forever.
A while. And he's the guy that they went when they found out that they were using a guy that looked like Trump now, which is what they do.
Yeah.
At the public theater.
And by the way, theater is supposed to be, you know, society's voice, commentary, comment on what's going on. And
him
the
and some, yeah,
and blah, blah, blah.
This Posobiec and some other Dick Drizzle.
Hello, Dick Drizzle.
Stood up in the middle of the. Of the production and disrupted the production and yelled, this is communism or whatever the fuck they were.
Do you know how long people probably worked on that fucking play and the people playing those parts? You know how many rehearsal hours they put in? And then you got to interrupt it because you're a dickhead.
So Jack Posobiec jacking off just about.
Oh, yes.
This goes on for like 9 minutes of him just
this making.
Oh,
this
I'm
sound.
So thrilled! I'm so happy!
Fuck you!
He was recently featured on the Anti-Defamation League's list of far-right figures.
Yes,
who use the internet to spread vitriol and harass people.
You're a piece of fucking garbage. How do you like that, stupid?
So Trump making one of his little Trumpansies. Throw a stiffy.
Ugh.
And poor Mrs. Posobiec's gonna get the bone.
I am projectile vomiting. Lay down plastic.
Probably tonight, just like
no Viagra.
Mitch McConnell's
needed.
Gonna lay it down on.
Oh,
what's your face? Lane Chow. Ugh. We're gonna be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen and others. Thanks for joining us. We don't forget, if you want to buy shit, buy through our Amazon, wholecrabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram, Rated R Comedy, or his website, which be RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Right after this, if you're listening live, stay tuned for the new K-Voice. Don't forget there's a new Hollywood Hick tonight, too. Follow them on the Twitters and all that shit, and also listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com if you don't listen to the stream.
I love it!
We will be back tomorrow, everybody.
TTFN.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.